I'm Abby.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Piping Hot from the Parks.
We get better at that every time.
I know, we're like pros now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're like pros now.
We're ready.
Okay, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Good. Today is a rainy Saturday afternoon. It's kind of peaceful, but...
Yeah, at least it's not like thundering.
Yeah.
Because last week, it was really bad.
Yeah.
Just constant thunder, pretty much.
Right.
But it's nice and relaxing. Hopefully a little ASMR in the background.
Anyway, enjoyed that.
Yes,
we're actually ASMR creators on the side.
Yeah. So,
anyway, anything new?
Not much. I'm going to Orlando for a couple days, but I think we're going maybe to Epcot one of the days. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Which is a great segue because our theme is
Epcot.
Because we're not posting the full videos yet, I did kind of just want to like talk about our setup, our outfits, so that all of the audio listeners can like get a feel for what we're doing. But you can go on TikTok and see what we're working with. But
yeah,
I have my Captain America shirt on, and I know that's like not really Epcot, but you know, there's Guardians there. It's Marvel.
It's a circle. Like, basketball.
Yeah. So, like, it fits. It's fine. The real stars of the show are my Epcot ears, which are sitting on my microphone, and then my little Groot shoulder plush, who is sitting on the desk.
He's so cute.
What do you have going on?
I was surprised to find I didn't have any Epcot-specific merch. But normally what I wear is this Guardians shirt that I waited. I remember they had it in stock when I first rode the ride, and I put it off. And like one of the next times I went, they were completely sold out. So I waited for months to get this shirt because I really liked it. But and then I also have my little Remy shoulder plush, my little chef. He's watching over us. And I have my little Groot keychain. I should have brought my Groot Nuemo, but... Yeah.
I kind of thought you were going to, but...
I almost did, and then I just forgot to grab it. But I have a little Groot Nuemo as well.
That... He's well represented.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah, so we don't have to worry about that. No. But yeah, I need to get Epcot-specific merch, I think. I think this is a sign.
It is a sign. I don't really ever get, like, park-specific merch. Mm-hmm. I just kind of, like, theme...
Right.
Outfits, you know. Which, speaking of which, we really need to get some Tangled stuff.
So we do.
So we can do a Tangled episode.
Like, Tangled is our favorite. Like, both of our favorites. And we were just talking about it. We were both came to the realization that we don't have... We have ears and all that, like, accessories more.
Right.
But we don't have, like, a Tangled shirt.
Like I have this, like, keychain.
Yeah.
And I have a bow that has Rapunzel.
Yeah. And I have a Tangled the Musical shirt from the cruise line, but I don't have a Tangled specific shirt. Yeah.
It's the 5th of July, so
we
might hear some popping in the background. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't even know.
It's raining. Why are people setting off fireworks still? Anyway,
yeah, so you have to get some of that. But, yeah, I have a trip coming up in a few weeks. We're going on July 20th to Epcot for the day. And we are doing the Behind the Scenes tour. So that's exciting. Anthony and I have been trying to do that for a while, but we haven't been able to book the tour because it fills up so fast. But we finally got it because we decided to plan a little bit further in advance.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fun. And I've heard it's really not that expensive. Either. Like $35 a person.
I think it might be a little bit more than that. But it's still not bad. It's not like Animal Kingdom Safari.
It's not what you would think it would be.
Yeah. It's still a decent price.
Yeah. That's one I really want to do. And then I definitely want to do the ones at Animal Kingdom. And even yeah. with those, when I was looking at the prices, it's definitely something I would have to save up to do, obviously. But I was surprised that it was cheaper than my expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But not the Keys to the Kingdom, though. That's expensive. But you do get, like, dinner and stuff. Yeah. But it's still very expensive.
Right.
And we found out that the Epic Universe VIP tours are, like, so expensive. Even, like, half the day. I mean, if you can do it, I definitely think it's one of those things that's, like, if you can afford it, do it. Because it's definitely worth it. I think that'd be such a fun job as well to do, like, the tours and be mm-hmm. a, like, guide and everything. But they're just so expensive. I can't do that.
No thanks. Not in our tax bracket.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I don't really think we have any business this week. Look out for polls on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We've been doing a few of those lately.
Thank you for everyone who responded to the Epic Universe polls. That was fun to see.
So actually, let's go over that.
Yeah.
Kind of talk about it. That's the business. I was like, I know there's something.
So
we posted a couple of polls on Instagram just asking people what their thoughts were about Epic Universe, since that's what the episode was that came out last week. So let's go through them.
Alrighty, so the first question that you asked was favorite show, and of course it was The Untrainable Dragon and Le Cirque.
I don't know.
The Harry Potter show. Yeah, yeah. Untrainable Dragon won 4 votes, and then Circus Show got 1 vote.
Thanks, boyfriend.
But, I mean, I'm not surprised by that.
It would be 100% if Anthony wasn't just being a jerk. Anyway.
It made it interesting. Yeah. The next one was favorite coaster with the cute little picture of Teethless. Stardust Racers won with 3 votes. Next up is Hiccup's Wing Gliders. Voted for it with 2 votes. Of course, the werewolf got 0 votes. And My Cart Madness got 1.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not...
That would kind of, I mean, switch Hiccups and Stardust Racers, and that would be my ranking.
Yeah. So. That's kind of what I would expect out of those. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of surprised no one voted for Curse of the Werewolf, because no one that I know personally enjoyed it all that much. Like, that was fun. Like,
yeah,
it was a bad ride. But all of a sudden, recently on TikTok, with some of the rankings, I've seen people put Curse of the Werewolf really high.
Oh.
I'm just, okay. Your opinion, obviously. Yeah. Like,
anyway, not judging.
No judgment.
Anything. No.
Mm-mm. It's, everyone has their favorite ride.
Their own.
Favorite dark ride, which I voted for the only one that I have been on.
Yeah.
And that was the only one to vote for, which is Yoshi's Adventure.
Yay, Yoshi.
Yoshi's. Monsters Unchained one with 2 votes, Battle of the Ministry with 1 vote, and Yoshi's with 1 vote, and then Bowser's Challenge got 0 votes, which I'm
not surprised.
Yeah. Oh, do you prefer Epic over the other Universal parks? Almost everyone voted yes.
Oh my goodness.
3 votes for yes, and then 1 vote for no, which was that response was specifically no, the other parks are better. Like, it was yes, you could choose yes, or no, the other parks are better.
Okay.
I personally voted for yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was a very complete park, like I mentioned last week. Mm-hmm. But I also know, too, that with the other parks, there's discussion of, now that they finished this one, they can kind of renovate some of those areas at Universal and Isles of Adventure that may need a little bit of TLC or updates. So I'm curious to see what it brings for the other parks as well.
Yeah.
And then the last one is favorite portal, and I'm glad to see that Isla Burke won with 2 votes. It was me. And Harry Potter and Super Nintendo were tied for 1. Dark Universe got 0 votes, which I'm kind of surprised, but that does...
I mean, it also... I don't really think our audience, just for who we attract, we probably don't attract a lot of people who are, like, super into Dark Universe.
Right.
So, anyway. Yeah. I don't think I was necessarily surprised by any of those answers.
I wasn't either. That was about how I would expect, like, especially if you listen to our episodes and you like our content, like that, like you said, it makes sense.
Yeah.
But thank you for all, to everyone who responded, because that was fun. That was fun to get to see everyone's different opinions.
Mm-hmm. And we hope to do more of those things in the future and have more people respond and just get more input as we go along. But we recognize that we are still very small, and we just want to thank everyone who has been with us from day one.
Yes.
Welcome to those who are new here. And yeah, we're just kind of trying to find our place in all of this. We are very well aware that this market is a little oversaturated. So we're really trying to get into a place that already has a lot of people.
Yeah.
But we're hoping that you stick with us. And yeah. So
and if you have been to Epic Universe and you have any crazy stories, please fill out the Google form. Docs form.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be linked in our description and everything, because I'm very curious. We yap about theme parks all the time, so I love hearing other people's stories and other people's opinions.
So let's get started. We're back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yes, we're back and it's news time. It's been kind of quiet, I feel like, with a lot of the big news, I feel, except for a couple of the closures with rides, just not closures, not permanent. Except for Tom Sawyer's Island, but a lot of refurbishment closures. So if you're planning a trip, make sure to like check ahead of time, just so you don't get there and find out your favorite ride's closed until the end of the year or something like that.
Set your expectations.
But the big news that I was going to talk about today, hence the Epcot theme, was Test Track.
Yay!
Reopening.
Yay!
I'm very excited for this Test Track.
I have not watched anything. I've been avoiding it.
Yeah, I almost did too, and then we ended up, we gave in. But it looks so much better. It looks like a lot of fun. It definitely just feels more complete with the rides and everything, because before it just felt, I just didn't like 2.0. It's still a fun ride, but I just didn't like the theming for 2.0.
Is it? Because it was rumored to be going more towards the original idea. Is it like that, or is it not like that?
I only watched the ride through once, but I believe it is a little more like testing the car.
Okay.
You don't get to design your own car.
I don't know. I'm not mad about it. It never worked half the time anyway. So.
Right. And just keep an eye out if you are a pass holder or a cast member, because the cast member previews are underway, and then pass holder previews are in like 2 weeks, which I'm very excited because we got reservations, and the way it's working is you're getting a park reservation for one of the days, and then they will open it as a virtual queue at 7 a.m. and then at 1 p.m. similar to the other virtual queues for other rides, but this is just to get a preview.
Okay, right. When does that end?
Previews?
Yes.
I believe it is the 19th.
Boo! It's literally the day before we go to Epcot. Which I thought, I'm pretty sure I'd already seen that. And I was like, ugh. But I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, it's a couple of days in the week between the 13th and the 19th of July. But when I had checked, it looks like it's filled up a lot more now. But when I first got the email about it, I immediately got park reservations for a couple, like, two of the days, and then I'll probably release one of them, because I think we're only going to go one of the days, but I just wasn't sure what day would work for everyone in my family, so I had gotten whatever days it was. Anyway, but it opens on July 22nd. I'm very excited.
Yes.
It looks really good. Another good thing to note, and this is from an allears.net article, which we love all yours, they are not going to have it where it's like an individual lightning lane. It's going to become one of the tier ones. So if you're booking lightning lanes for the day, it is replacing Soarin' from those three. So if you are booking lightning lanes for the day, it is, as of right now, today, you can choose between Remy's, Frozen, and Soarin'. And you can choose one of those at the start of the day, and then you can choose two more from the other tiers. Yeah. But now Soarin's going to move down to the other tier. And so now you'll have the choice between Remy's, Test Track, and Frozen for that first initial big lightning lane from tier one, which I'm very thankful they're not doing individual lightning lane. I don't know. And I'm also glad it's going to have an actual queue and not going to be the virtual queue, which if it was a new ride, they probably would. But since it's just a reimagining. How are you feeling about that?
I'm very excited. I really like Test Track. I was bummed that they closed it, but honestly, I kind of wanted them to change it. I wasn't really a fan of 2.0. So, I'm excited to ride it. Unfortunately, I probably won't be able to do the annual pass holder previews just because of work and my schedule. And, I mean, I could try to get a reservation for the 19th, but A, I don't know if I'll be able to go because I'm helping someone move that day, but also, like, who knows if it's still available, too. So, because it's been a minute since that all came out.
Yeah, when I first got the park reservation, all days were still available. But I've heard that since then, quite a few of the days have filled up. Because I was surprised, because I know we were able to get Tron pass holder previews. But for Cosmic Rewind, I sat in that queue for like an hour and a half. And then it was just like, they're all full. They do fill up quickly depending on, I don't know if it's depending on the availability, because I know Tron had a bunch of preview days, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
We will see. I also had, it's kind of actually more your segment, but it was on like a news thing.
Go for it.
So at Disney, this is actually Disneyland news.
Okay.
But this is where people climbed out of the boat on Pirates of the Caribbean and just sat near the animatronics.
Oh.
So, and they had to be escorted off, of course. Like, she's just speaking and gesturing to a second guest. Like, there's someone hiding behind the props or something. And another girl got out and was just talking to her. They did get escorted. Apparently, announcements were being made. Like, I don't know whether they probably immediately dispatched someone to come get them, but it sounds like possibly the entire ride stopped, obviously, but they were trying to be like, hey, get back in the boat.
Yeah.
And they probably got a permanent ban because it says, coincidentally, this occurred just days after two incidents over at Epcot's Living with the Land, while one guest fell into the water while trying to retrieve their drop phone, and another was caught dipping their cooling towel in the ride's water flume.
Ew.
I just don't understand. And I know people, like, I wouldn't put my hand in the water anyway. I don't think some people realize, or they don't think about it, but there are mechanics in that water. Not only is it filthy, but there are mechanics in that water.
You could, like, get your hand cut off.
Right? Like
your finger's gone. Bye.
Bye. But I wouldn't even, like, if I got water on my hands, say on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, there was no way that I would even, like, wash my face with that. Like, rinse off my face. Why are you putting on a cooling towel?
I don't know.
I mean, the water smells good. I get that. The water smells good. The dirty water, like, Pirates of the Caribbean, it smells good. But there is no world where I would, like,
why is it always the boat rides? Living with the Land, Pirates of the Caribbean. What do you say?
I say Caribbean. I know some people say Caribbean. Caribbean.
Okay, sure.
My family's from Caribbean. The south, though, so yeah.
I don't know. I like alternate, I think. But anyway. And then, you remember that incident that happened at Small World, too, right?
Yes.
It's the boats. What's up with the boats?
And maybe it's just because they're slow moving enough and they don't have lap bars, so people can just get out a little bit easier. But it's just absolutely insane.
I'm terrified of body part in that water, because I don't want to, like, get ground up in the mechanic.
Like, I just can't.
scary.
And I'd say, like, you did get your hands, your fingers weren't chopped off, but the water, you would get an infection, you know? Like, it wouldn't be good. Like, do you want that? No, like, I don't know.
And I'm sorry, but in, like, what world do you think you're going to get away with that? Right. You're going to get kicked out of the park and they're never going to let you back
in. You get a permanent ban.
What really is the point?
Right. Is it just for, like, TikTok fame? Is that all it is?
Well, were they even recording?
Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Some people have a lot going on.
Yeah.
I think we could just leave it at that.
Yeah, we can just leave it at that. Just stay in your seats as much as possible.
Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the vehicle at all times.
And please watch your children. Yeah. And if you drop something, I mean, unfortunately, with the one that dropped their phone, if you wait long enough, it's going to be destroyed. But please do not try to retrieve stuff that gets dropped. Just ask a cast member.
Replacing a phone is better than replacing your hand.
Right.
So, that's your hand or your phone.
Make your choice.
Hospital bill, paying for a new phone.
Right.
Losing a hand, losing a phone.
Which one is more important? Yeah. Like, yeah. Anyway, that's all the news. We had a shorter news today, but very exciting. I'm excited for July 22nd for Test Track.
Yay, Test Track!
Test Track! She's back.
She's
and better
back.
Than ever. She's back.
Are you ready for some juicy Reddit stories?
I am so ready.
So we have two Reddit stories today, and then we're going to end off with a Facebook post.
Okay.
So, this first one is from 2 years ago, so she's a bit old. She's a bit vintage.
Okay.
And this is from the subreddit AITA, am I the a-hole? So this is titled, "Would I be the a-hole? Parents planned a trip to Disney for my birthday without my input. So my parents dropped this on me, 22 female, that they will take me to Disney with my younger sister, 7 through 10, for my birthday in a couple of months. They've already booked the Disney tickets. The problem is, I already told them that around Christmas time that me and my fiancé didn't want to go to Disney. They mentioned that my sister hasn't gone yet and left the conversation at that. They have done things like this before where they planned things for me without my consent and it's caused a lot of pain. I do understand how I could be the a-hole since they're paying for the trip and the flight and how I may be privileged to go. The issue that I have with Disney is that I'm neurodivergent and have sensory issues, such as noise bothering me and huge crowds. If that wasn't a big issue, I would probably go willingly, but if I have to, I can handle it. Even if I choose to go, my fiancé won't come with me, which is also a big part of why I don't want to go, but I don't know if it's the right way to feel. I'm not sure I would go even if my fiancé wasn't in the picture. If I choose to go, it may also set the precedent that they can just keep planning these things. If I do go, could I go without being miserable? I'm also not sure how to respond because my relationship with them has been strained since in the past they haven't respected my boundaries."
That's an interesting...
Yeah, I see where they're coming from.
Right, same.
And my thing with this one specifically is the fact that they had already mentioned that they didn't want to go to Disney during Christmas time.
Right, I think if that wasn't the case, I think I would, because I also know surprises can be more difficult, like, as you get older, just where, like, in this case where she was talking about her fiancé and everything, it makes it more difficult to plan surprises, but since her parents knew that she had come forward and say, I would prefer not to go to Disney, that's not fun to kind of have your plans and your requests just kind of discarded. If they were surprising her for another day, that's an entirely different story. Right.
It just sounds like she had set this boundary. And also that this is not a one-time thing, that they have done this in the past. And my thing with surprises and gifts is that it is not always the thought that counts.
Right.
And even when it is, the thought obviously did not count here because you're doing it for the sister and then disguising it as a gift for OP.
Yeah.
Which is a little shifty.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I know some people just don't like surprises. I'm personally someone who loves surprises, but if it was some, like what you said, with a thought that counts, it's like, the thought does count, and if the thought wasn't going into that, and you're disguising it as something, saying, oh, well, it's the thought that counts for this gift. Like,
yeah.
We still bought this for you, but it's...
Like, clearly you didn't think about their boundaries, though. They told you specifically they did not want to go.
Right, because, especially if it was kind of dismissed, too, or when she brought it up, they're like, well, your sister hasn't gone.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, like, it'd be different. Oh, we forgot. Let's see if maybe... Like, you don't have to come with us. We'll plan for all of us to go another day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Right. So, can you guess the verdict on this? Either the a-hole or not the a-hole?
I would say not.
Okay. Yep, you're right. So, the verdict was not the a-hole. The top comment is not the a-hole. And then they quoted, they mentioned my sister hasn't gone yet and left the conversation at that. The trip isn't for you. And then they quoted... OP again, saying, I already told them around Christmas time that my fiance and I didn't want to go to Disney. See what I mean? And that had 6,100 upvotes.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, the comments are, everyone is agreeing with them. The next comment down says, literally this comment, OP's story sounds so much like my parents. They make you think they're doing something for you just for them to have an excuse to do this other thing for someone else.
Yeah, because... With the sister, it's like, well, you can take the sister, but we just specifically said early in advance, too, probably before they bought the tickets and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Someone else said, not the a-hole. They want this for your little sister, not for you. It's manipulative to use your birthday as a cover. Don't go if you don't want to, or they can let your sister bring a friend in your place.
Yeah.
Which, that's another thing. Like, they can just let them bring someone else, but still... I just think because they're disguising this as a gift for her, that, okay, if you let sister bring a friend, I guess it'll take care of the financial aspect of, like, having everything bought and stuff like that and, like, not letting that go to waste. But then OP is still there.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I hope that everything worked out 2 years ago.
Right.
So
let me see if there's an update.
Huh.
No. There's no update. They posted the same story in another subreddit, No Stupid Questions. Let me see if there are any other comments.
If it was under different circumstances, where if this person, after they bought the tickets and surprised them, like they said, oh, me and my fiance aren't wanting to go to Disney, that would be different. Be like, well, they already bought it. But again, they had mentioned this is not the first time something like this has happened. But yeah, that's tough.
Everyone's basically saying the same thing on this other subreddit, but we have no updates, so.
It reminds me of those TikToks and stuff where it's just like, it's the thought that counts and it's the girls that wear like only gold and then the boyfriend... proposes even. I've seen engagement rings and then it's like silver.
It's like, just like, you hello? Don't.
And it's obvious, like, I know some people were tearing apart this one girl the other day they were like, oh, so you're ungrateful. And she's like, I'm not ungrateful. Like, I love my boyfriend. But it's just the fact that, like, she had an entire rack of gold jewelry and he had proposed with a silver ring.
There was a Reddit story I listened to on, I think it was Smosh, and it was, like, the same thing. It was, like, this girl, and she was gifted, I think she was gifted a piece of jewelry in front of other people that was the opposite of whatever she wore. I think she wore gold, and he gave her a silver necklace or something like that, and she... like, kind of got visibly upset, and he, like, made a whole scene about it. And, like, even, but, like, everyone else there was, like, but she wears gold.
Yeah.
Like, why? And she was, like, oh, am I overreacting? Like, no, girl.
No.
You're not overreacting.
To be loved is to be seen.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because I personally, I go through phases where I depending on, like, I have this necklace that I wear all the time, and it's gold. So I used to wear primarily silver, sometimes gold, but since then I've switched to gold. So it's like, I do have both, but I do primarily wear gold jewelry. Right.
So if someone got you silver, it'd be like, do you even know me? You know?
Right.
Especially someone like your boyfriend.
Yeah. So. It's like, especially something like an engagement ring. Yeah. Like,
ooh.
And also, I feel like it's more, like, you obviously want to surprise your girlfriend.
Right.
But I feel like a lot of times it's like, what? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. We digress. Okay. Another story from the same subreddit. This is from 3 years ago. And I actually heard this read on another podcast.
Okay.
But I was like, we have to read it.
Right.
Okay. So, AITA for blasting Disney music. Hello, I, 16 female, have an older brother, 19 male, who is one of those prank YouTubers and TikTokers. He's been doing this kind of content since 2017, first on YouTube, then expanding to TikTok for short form around 2020. He's decently popular with children and makes some pretty good money from it. It's annoying for me and I hate it. As his little sister, I'm constantly having the camera shoved in my face, even when I'm busy.
Aww.
He pranked me by pretending to delete my school projects off my laptop, throwing out my homework, study material, and once fabricated a fake report card and gave to my tech illiterate parents, which got me grounded for a month even after I proved that my grades were good because they never go back on their punishments. He has come to my work to surprise me and prank me, which has gotten me in trouble with my manager until they moved me to working in the back and not up front with customers because he'd come in so much. With the money, I recently bought a Bluetooth speaker, and whenever I see him and his stupid camera, I blast whatever Disney music I can. Let It Go, We Don't Talk About Bruno, anything I can because Disney is vicious with copyright and the footage is useless.
Ooh, smart.
He tried talking to me about it, usually on camera, to work out our issue, which means me stopping so that he can go back to making money off of pranking me. Because apparently I'm very popular with his audience, he's slowly been losing views and followers, which he's blaming me and my speaker for. My parents are taking his side as he's providing for us and he's the golden child. So Reddit, AITA. And then the edit, please stop telling me to expose him or make a call out post and exposing him. I don't and will not make a permanent social media account where anywhere, so that isn't possible. I guess that I wonder if some people were like telling her to expose him on like
call
TikTok
him out or whatever,
Instagram
yeah.
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not the a-hole. Like,
yeah.
Very smart though. I can't stand prank.
No.
It, even like, and I feel bad because some of the couples that do it, like they're cute couples, but I can't imagine the trust issues it would create. Like, you never know. And also it's so fake. Like, I'm like, I just can't imagine, like, going through everyday life wondering if someone's doing something for the camera.
Right.
Or if they're doing it to...
Yeah, to aggravate you. I also, you have to remember that this girl is 16.
Right.
At this time.
And if she's not consenting to be on...
Right. She's 16.
Camera.
He's ruining her work.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a job at 16, so that's already, like, good for her.
Yeah, good for
you
her.
You know? And then her brother, who is providing for their family with this, I guess, which, like, to each their own, whatever.
Right, yeah.
But if she doesn't want to be in the videos, she shouldn't be in the videos.
Yeah.
Like, I would never force someone to be in my content.
Yeah.
You know?
You've always, like, asked, like, hey, is it okay if I vlog or something?
Right.
Like,
yeah. Because I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Right.
And also, he's making money basically off of harassing her.
Yeah. That's crazy. Good for you, girl, for thinking of that, though, with the Disney music. That's...
Yeah.
So smart.
So, verdict, not the a-hole.
Right. I'm sure that one's unanimous.
Yeah. So, the top comment is, not the a-hole. He is harassing you against your consent. If he can't make views without harassing you, then he's not really making the money himself, is he?
Ooh.
Which is so true.
True.
Another comment says, unless he pays you money for being in it, he can shut the F up. Not the a-hole. And your bro should prank his parents.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Unless you're making money. Unless she consented to be in the videos.
Right.
Especially, like, she's a minor. Like, right. Come on.
I know. So, OP actually responded to that comment and said, my payment is living in the house he bought. And his viewers got tired of him pranking our parents in 2018. And they did tell him that if he didn't stop, they'd kick him out. So they're off limits, but not me, because better me than them. Which, that's also a problem.
That's a big issue. If your parents aren't respecting the fact that you don't want to be, like, because if they don't want to be harassed it's like, why do you think your child
Right. does? Why are you going to let your child be harassed on the internet when they don't want to?
Yeah.
Ugh. I know. So gross.
So sorry, girl. Like...
Yeah. We actually have an update. Yeah. Ooh. And it's a pretty big one.
Okay, I'm excited.
Update. I didn't expect my post to blow up like that, but it did, and I thought everyone would want to know that I'm now safe.
Good.
For those who thought my brother would try and destroy my speaker was right. He destroyed multiple, but I kept buying more as they were cheap, and I have a lot of money saved up for when I eventually move out. I also told my best friend's mom about everything. Before all this, she knew my brother made content online, which is why I always go to my friend's house and not the other way around. I practically lived there anyway, so she's very quickly agreed that I can stay until I turn 18. While packing my stuff, I started participating in pranks again to keep my brother and my parents happy so they wouldn't be suspicious. I kept telling my brother about an epic prank I was planning. And a few clips of me talking about it where in videos and fans got really hyped for it. The prank was me taking the last of the stuff that was in my room and using a lot of printer paper and tape to write notes all over my wall, bed, desk, everywhere that said things along the lines of, have fun without me, I'm not coming back, I hate your pranks, and other comments. I doubt he'll post the video, but I like to imagine that he turned purple seeing it all. I'm currently at my best friend's house and we're working things out legally so I can stay without my parents claiming I was kidnapped or anything. I also considered getting a restraining order against my brother and I'm looking for a new job, hopefully with better pay so that he can't try to see me while I'm at work. I still won't be making any social media or exposing my brother. He can lose fans on his own without my help and I can stay anonymous and out of the public eye. Thank you to everyone who gave me advice. I really appreciate it.
Good for you, girl. That's a good, like, resolution. Mm-hmm. I hope that they got everything worked out legally where he can't harass her anymore.
There is one more update.
Oh.
But I'm going to read some comments first.
Okay.
Because they're kind of funny. So the top comment. Congrats. A life free of your brother's pranks must feel like a whole new world. Someone else replied to that saying, she is no longer part of that world. And that's all the puns. Oh, no. Someone said, yep, she needs to be prepared. Okay. Anyway, we're done with the Disney puns now. Let's go look for this update. This update was posted a year later.
Okay.
So still 2 years ago, but a year after. Little update. I didn't know if there would be a subreddit that I could post this on, so I'm just posting to my account. First, before anyone asks, I still don't have any interest in content creation and won't be making any videos on my family. I'm safe, I got emancipated, and no longer live with my friend. I have an apartment with one of my friends I was originally planning on moving out with when I turned 18. The apartment's tiny and not great, but we're managing, and the rent is cheap, so that's what matters. My brother, parents, and extended family are finally leaving me alone fully. They kept trying to convince me to go back and rejoin the channel, promising not to do any more pranks and all kinds of other things. I threatened to make an exposed video, which finally got them to leave me alone. I've had to change my appearance somewhat, get a new haircut and dye job, because people would sometimes recognize me, but that's it. Nothing else happened. I have a new job, and I'm on track to go to college and living a perfectly normal life without any camera in my face or a Bluetooth speaker constantly on and blasting Disney music.
That's crazy. Like, that whole, I'm so happy for this person.
I'm glad they were able to get emancipated so that they could live on their own before they were 18 without their parents claiming anything or doing anything. The fact that they were harassing her to come back is mind-boggling to me. This poor girl had to cut and dye her hair.
Yeah.
Because she was getting recognized, like, just in public.
Yeah. Just so she could live a normal life because she didn't want... Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And it also, like, if he's breaking speakers and stuff, like, that was insane to me, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's getting, like, violent about it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's her property. I mean, right. She probably has a case.
Mm-hmm.
She could take this to court if she really wanted to.
Yeah.
Or she could have. I think it's probably too late for that now. But, yeah. Unless they're still doing stuff. But it seems like she's found peace and got them to leave her alone. Which it's also sad that she had to threaten.
Yeah, that. Like it took her threatening her family, like, to expose him.
Yeah.
Before they, like...
Yeah.
Maybe we should leave her alone. Maybe she doesn't want to be in these videos. I wish she would have said something. Like,
I know.
It's like, are you kidding?
And for a 16/17-year-old, these posts were really mature.
Yeah.
And she just seems like such a well... she, like, holds herself well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just glad that she was able to get out. Because the last thing I would want is, like, for something to happen where, like, she got in trouble.
Yeah.
When... Like, she was just trying to defend herself.
Yeah, so. She's definitely been the bigger person throughout the whole process. Never exposing him, like...
Because that would be so easy.
So easy, especially, like, with how many responses she's got. And especially if it was on Smosh and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, people would be... Like, it's a big story.
Yeah.
Like, people would come after him. But she's definitely the bigger person. Like, she just wants to live a normal life.
Right. Let me see... Yeah, like, the original post... had 6,400 upvotes.
Oh, wow.
With 440 comments. So, a lot of people saw it. It was on Smosh. Like, she easily could have just been like, this is my brother.
Yep. Have fun.
And she didn't. So, yeah. I don't blame her for not wanting to.
Right. But it's definitely a messy process.
Yeah, it would have been so easy, though.
Mm-hmm.
And not everyone would have had the whereabouts to just be like, do I want to do that? So.
Right. Yeah, she's definitely, like, the mature person in the situation. And I'm glad that she's out of that situation.
Yeah. I mean, like, the brother was... I'm not a fan of him, but I think the real a-hole in this whole story is the parents.
Yeah, the parents not seeing how...
Just, like, allowing that to happen just because he makes money for the family. And it's so unfortunate because I think that that's... I think just in general, like, that's such a big trend these days is parents or, like, older siblings who are adults making content of young minors who can't consent.
Yeah.
Making money off of that. And then they don't get paid. They don't receive anything. And they can't consent. And now they're working, like, there's really nothing that limits the labor of these children, because they're working, but how does anyone know?
Yeah, know? Especially, well, I know people even I've seen stuff where some people are upset with celebrities, like Kristen Bell, who is married to Dax Shepard. They are very open about the fact that they never post their children's faces.
Which, good for them.
Good for them, yeah. And I 100% agree, and I respect the fact that they have stood strong in that. That's something I care a lot about.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, these kids can't consent to being on camera, and that's what they've said, that they, you know, because some people are like, well, come on, like, why don't you, like, people bully them, basically, over it, and it's just like, no, and, you know, they're minors, and they're children, they shouldn't.
Well, and it's a scary world out there.
Yeah.
People use, I mean, there's AI,
and
people are weird, and I just, don't post your kids.
Right.
16 is still a child. It's still not right what happened here. She's a little bit older.
But it sounded like it had been going on for a while, too, so she could have been, and especially since 2017.
Yeah.
So
this was posted 3 years ago, which would have made this posted in 2022.
So for 5 years, she easily could have been like 11 years old and being like harassed and posted online without her consent. Yeah. So, and it, like the family YouTubers, like I just...
Yeah, no, it's all icky, but go you for finding out like Disney music, like,
yeah, exactly. That was so smart to do that.
It's such a good way to avoid that.
And also to the fact where if you were to make a case, he couldn't get back and say, like, you didn't destroy his canvas.
Right, yeah.
Or
you didn't do anything that would cause reprehension towards
you. Yeah, it's like, no, I was just playing Disney music that I knew would get copyrighted. Yeah. Like, so.
Right. Alrighty. So, we're gonna round this out. We're almost out of time. With a Facebook post that was posted on June 21st. So, about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right up our alley.
Yay. Okay.
What are some of your unpopular Disney World opinions?
Yay.
I'll just, like, read the post, and then I'm going to read the comments.
Okay.
And we'll just respond to that. We don't have to give our own.
Mm-hmm.
We already do that all the time.
So. Yeah.
So this person says, I'll start. I don't think that watching the fireworks in front of the castle is worth it. The crowds are horrible. People are all shoving you. You can never see with everyone holding up their cameras coming from a 4'10 person. It's just super stressful. I'd rather stand by the bridge in front of Thunder Mountain or go on rides. I'm not trying to have everyone complain, just curious about opinions and how you make situations enjoyable for yourselves. So, first of all, what do you think about that hot take?
I respect their decision, obviously. I personally prefer to be in front of the castle where you can see the projections and stuff, because while the fireworks and the music obviously make just a show in and of themselves, a lot of the projections are fun, and that's just my, like, Happily Ever After is one of my favorite things in the entire,
yeah,
like, Walt Disney World Resort, so mm-hmm. I'm very passionate about Happily Ever After. But honestly, what we also do, unless we get there super early and we get a spot right up front, we'll stand off to the side where it's a little less busy and a little less shovey. Even if you can put, like, be in front of a fence to where people can't stand directly in front of you. But yeah, I mean, I respect, wait times are usually shorter.
Yeah.
It's less chaotic. People aren't holding their child up in front of you. And but yeah, for me personally, I like to be in front of the castle. But yes. Understand why some people don't.
And this is why it's called piping hot from the parks, because I disagree. Respectfully disagree. I have never been one to really care about the projections. They're just not something that I care about. I like Happily Ever After. I like the music. I like the fireworks. I'm not a crowds girly, so if I can watch it anywhere but in front of the castle, I will. I've watched it in front of the castle once. We went one time, but I actually left to go to a less crowded spot because I was just, like, overwhelmed. But I've only actually, like, sat there and watched it one time in front of the castle. I saw it. I said, okay, that's enough for me. And I've never done it again, and I probably never will. Unless, like, you want to do it or something, like, then we will. But anyway, so let's get into some of these comments. This is a hot take because it's such a debate right now, I feel like. Animal Kingdom is a half-day park, and many zoos are just as good.
I personally disagree. Animal Kingdom is definitely a full-day park if you make it that way.
Mm-hmm.
If you only go to ride the rides, it's easily just a half-day park, or even not even a full half-day.
Yeah.
We've gone right when, like, a little while after they first reopened after lockdowns and everything. I remember we went one day, rode everything twice. They opened at 8. I think we got there at 9. We rode everything twice and left by, like, 2.
Yeah.
And we were originally going to stay the whole day, but it was hot. We didn't see. We were just like, let's just go home. But there's so many things to do there. There's so many trails. There's a lot of animals to see that aren't always advertised on the map or when you see, like, videos and stuff about it. I have mixed feelings about zoos as long as they're an ethical zoo and, like, rehabilitation. Like, I know Animal Kingdom, they have a lot of endangered species that they are working to preserve and everything. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I have mixed feelings about regular zoos, and I don't like SeaWorld.
Me neither.
So, anyway, interesting take.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can make it a full day. I think there are many places to eat. You can go to Planet Watch. You can walk all the trails. You can make it a day. We usually don't stay the whole day.
Same.
We usually don't do a full day at Animal Kingdom. Not to say that that's because we don't like it. Honestly, we don't really do a full day at any park most of the time. We usually do like two a day kind of thing, just because we can park hop and like do a few things here, do a few things there, like whatever. But yeah, I see where they're coming from. I don't necessarily agree, but you know. All right, let's see.
I'm ready.
Epcot is a skip for me. I only go to ride Guardians.
That is a hot take. That is insane.
Hello? You don't love our queen?
Our Epcot? Queen? We love the prettiest girl in school. Like, come on. Epcot's one of my favorite. My least favorite park is Hollywood Studios, and that's not a skip for me, though. That's crazy to say that Epcot is a skip.
Do we not like to eat?
Do you not? Oh, so you hate whimsy and fun.
Right.
Like, you hate seeing the world. Like,
ouchie.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt a little.
Okay, anyway, let's move on.
Yes, next one.
This person said, Magic Kingdom has absolutely no magic left. It's way too crowded. Lines are too long, and it's super hot or super wet or both for no reason. Don't know what that means. My favorite East Coast park is Epcot. Yes. When I want magic, I usually go to the OG House of Mouse on the West Coast where it all began. What are your thoughts?
I respectfully disagree. I think that Magic Kingdom has so much magic. I also think, too, in comparison to Disneyland, there is a special feeling at Disneyland. There is a special kind of magic at Disneyland, just knowing that this is where everything began, knowing that Walt worked on a lot of these original attractions himself, like he physically walked through Disney. And
yeah.
So it's like there is a very special magic. And we talk to cast members that they are, like, third-generation cast members over there. Like, it is so cool and just more, it's smaller. It feels like you are in this Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Or, it's not Magic Kingdom over there. But right. It's very secluded, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Magic Kingdom has so much. It does get crowded. It is one of the more crowded. And it is the smallest park. So since it is more crowded, you can tell. You can feel it. That's how I personally feel about Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
It's very hot. And then because of the very popular lands over there, it just can feel, you feel the crowds. I still love Hollywood Studios, though. But I think, I don't know, and I'm just someone who tries to look on the bright side, so, like, even if it is really crowded, just try to find something magical. I don't know.
Yeah.
I disagree, though. I think Magic Kingdom's still super magical.
I see where they're coming from. I think that the main reason that Magic Kingdom is magical for me is because it's, like, nostalgic.
Yes.
That's where we grew up. As a kid, that was my favorite park. Have a lot of things changed? Yes. And I don't think that some of those changes have necessarily been for the better. But I still love it. We still go.
Yeah.
We still have a good time.
I think if you go expecting to feel the same as you did when you were younger, it's just going to be different. You have to pay now. Like, yeah, you're the one paying now. You're the one. You know, when you're younger, it's a different perspective.
Right.
You don't get caught up in all the heat and everything.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're older, or you don't remember if it's super hot.
Right.
So, and now that we're older, it's like, well, it was so hot the other day. So, I mean,
it's a different experience.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to find one more to end the day. This is not a hot take. Stitch is annoying. I don't get the appeal. Agreed.
I love Stitch.
Okay, maybe it is a hot take.
I mean, I've seen, like, some people, you know, I love Stitch. I know that some people don't.
I get the appeal. I just think it's overdone.
Mm. I wish he had a better attraction, I think. Like, because I would never have gone on Extraterrestrial Alien Encounter. I would have done that once and been traumatized. I'm so glad I wasn't. Like, I never wrote it. And then I didn't like Stitch's Great Escape because I hated that as well.
Yeah.
I wish he had gotten a better attraction or something. But yeah, I do personally love Stitch.
Ooh.
That's an interesting one.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Let's chat about that because I have a feeling we're also going to have different opinions.
Yeah.
Like one another.
Right, yeah.
All right, so this one, we're going to end on this one. Fantasmic. It's a one and done for me.
I'll let you go first.
I agree. I feel like people are going to come for me for this one, but I agree. And here's the thing. I'm going to give it another shot because when I saw it like a long time ago when I was a kid. I don't remember that, but apparently it happened. I don't know. But we saw it, it was like a year ago, and we got there super late, like right before it started, so we sat all the way in the back, whatever. My beef with it is I really thought, like seeing all these videos and like some of the stuff, very cool, love the boat, like love Mickey, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. So much of it is water. So much of it is projections on water. I don't understand the appeal. I really don't. Like, if someone can tell me what the appeal is, please let me know. Because I apparently have not been let in to what makes this so fantastic. Anyway, go ahead.
I have an interesting take on Fantasmic, I guess. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not my favorite. I know that that is not popular at all. I know some people are obsessed with Fantasmic. I do... Yeah, I love it. It's not a one and done for me. I definitely try to do as much as possible. But for me, the only thing, and I do love the show itself, like from start to finish, I love it. But the only thing that kind of prevents me from seeing it more often is the fact that you have to be there like 45 minutes to an hour before the show.
Yeah.
Just waiting on Sunset Boulevard until they let you in, and then you just sit there, and then it's very chaotic getting out of the theater. And so
banger soundtrack
though. Banger soundtrack, anyway. And yeah, it's like I love it, but for me personally, we just don't, comparing it to something like Happily Ever After or Luminous, where if you walk up right as the show is starting, you'll find a way to be able to see it. But even, like, the last time we saw it, we got there even half an hour before it started, and we had to be in the very, very back where people were getting up and moving around and stuff like that, and so we couldn't see the show. So you really... I did agree when they were doing two shows a night a while ago, because I think that helps a lot.
Yes, I miss that. Why don't they do something?
Yeah, I mean, I get that it's, like, a lot for the actors, a lot to have to reset the whole show in that short amount of time. But, I personally love Fantasmic. I don't think it's a one and done for me personally, but I just don't go see it as much as I would like. Most of the time, we go ride rides during Fantasmic. We go do, like, Rise of the Resistance if we haven't done it already.
Right. Alrighty, well, that's all I got. So, thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please give us a follow on wherever you're listening. You can also follow us on TikTok at Piping Hot From The Parks and on Instagram at Piping Hot From The Parks Pod, I think. Is that correct?
Podcast, yeah.
Podcast, okay.
Mm-hmm, Piping Hot. But if you look up Piping Hot From The Parks, it'll come up.
It'll come up. Search it up. So please follow us on there. We have fun polls. You can be featured if you write in the little listener review, so fill out the Google form, mm-hmm. it'll be linked in the description. You can also follow us on social media. I am at Abby's Magical Mems on TikTok and Instagram.
And I am at Dreamer _ Danielle _ on Instagram.
Yes. So you can follow us there. We do other things besides podcast. And yeah, you can just get to know us a little bit more there. Mm-hmm. We do some fun stuff as well. And we're also going to be just doing some more exciting things that involve some of you guys soon. So keep an eye out for that on my Instagram. I'm just going to be seeing if some of y'all want to participate in this.
Yes.
So if you've made it this far, we really, really, really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Any listen, you know, counts. If you want to leave us a review on Spotify or Apple Music, please do that. That really helps us out. We're just trying to get exposure. We're very new at this.
Yes.
And we're just trying to grow our audience a little bit.
Yes. Thank you all for listening to us yap about Disney parks.
Yeah, but we don't want to yap at you. We want to yap with you.
Join us.
So join us. Yap in our Google form, yap in our Instagram polls. DM us. I don't care. Send us an email, like whatever. Any way that you want to get that information to us as of right now, totally fine.
Or even if it's not an experience that you had, but if you, like, hear any of these hot takes and stuff, and you have your own hot take, we want to hear it.
if you completely disagree with me about Fantasmic, please let me know. I really, really want to know the hype. I just don't understand it personally, so... Well, all right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.